The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning and welcome to Pathways to Healing with Patricia Dean Escoto. Patricia and her guests will share a combination of allopathic and homeopathic discoveries to maintain your health and outlook on life. We will explore the connection between mind, body, and spirit for optimal health and healing. Now, here's Patricia Dean Escoto.
Hello everyone and welcome to Pathways to Healing. I'm your host, Patricia Dean Escoto. Today, we conclude our two-part series on cancer. Last week, we discussed the role nutrition plays in the prevention of this disease, and today, we're going to talk about a key contributor to not only cancer, but all degenerative diseases. Researchers have recently discovered an undeniable link between inflammation and disease. And to help us gain a better understanding of how inflammation affects us is my guest today, epidemiologist and researcher Dr. Vijaya Nair. A native of Singapore, Dr. Nair earned her medical degree from the National University of Singapore and completed her postdoctoral fellowship at Harvard Medical School in Boston. She also received a master's degree in epidemiology from Columbia University. Dr. Nair has authored numerous research publications and articles in her quest to educate the public about the health benefits of nature's most powerful anti-inflammatory remedies. She is author of the critically acclaimed book, which we will discuss today, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. She is also CEO of Essence of Life, a New York-based nutraceutical company. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nair, and it's a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Patricia. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
So before we jump into inflammation and its various causes and what we can do to prevent it, I'd like to take a couple of minutes to familiarize the listeners with the role an epidemiologist plays in investigating the causes of disease?
Well, that's a very important question because we know that there are statistics out there, and how do researchers and, you know, clinicians, how do they arrive at the statistics? And epidemiology plays a role in how to gather the data and study the impact of different diseases on different populations and treatment interventions, drugs, and other modalities of treatments that work and don't work. And so the collection of data, how to do clinical trials, how to do, you know, even before a drug or a medicine goes into a clinical trial, how do you do the studies that, what we call the in vitro studies, in cell cultures and animal studies and animal culture, drugs and medicines even, before they come on the market, have to be tested on different, you know, levels of safety.
Right.
So to do the safety, the efficacy of an active ingredient, or whether it's from a plant or a drug base, that's a very, very crucial and important, you know, data that epidemiologists collect and look at.
Okay. That's good. So you went on, and I want to go to talk about your book because it's a fantastic book. And on page one of your book, right in the beginning, you say that, however, your unquestioning support of Western medicine started to crack while you were doing research at Columbia. What was it that you saw that made you start to question either how we look at disease or how we treat disease?
Well, it's both. As I was doing my research and lecturing and teaching at Columbia University here in New York City, I started finding out that what we had thought about, you know, medications standard medications like antibiotics and treatments for chemotherapy and radiation, there were far more unreported side effects and complications of standard treatments that were not made public. Mm-hmm. And my reservations grew because then I started seeing the impact of, not having a patient informed of the risk that was inherent in when they take and undergo a certain form of treatment, allopathic treatment. The doctor it's a good practice and a counsel to tell the patient, instruct the patient what the full benefits and the costs, and to weigh the costs and the benefits and the complications of treatment. And sometimes it's not fully explained or the patient doesn't really understand it.
Right.
And many times, drug companies, when they do the research, they hide this information. And it was very shocking to see how much of data, what we call torturing of data or torturing of the statistics can occur. Mm-hmm. And the truth is not explained and revealed. So I grew, and also whatever truth there was, and I saw the statistics that cancer incidence was rising and the improvement rate or the what we call the survival rate was dismal in a number of cancers, and incidence was prevalent, and there was effort going on into prevention.
Right.
And I felt that something else needed to be done about the role of natural herbs. And I felt that that the research showing, the importance of natural anti-inflammatory therapies, particularly plant-based, was not, fully explained to even conventional doctors.
Right.
And I saw a lot of promising research and results in that arena that needed to be investigated more. And coming from an allopathic conventional medical training, I saw the pros and the cons, and weighted the weight of the costs and the complications, especially when you're dealing with people who are suffering from chronic diseases of our times, the cancers and diabetes and high blood pressure, and the toll it was taking on people.
Right. And you bring up a very good point in terms of the clinical drug trials and the pretty much the efficacy of them. And I don't think any drug or a pharmaceutical, conventional pharmaceutical drug is more an eye-opener than the COX-2 inhibitors such as Vioxx and just the side effects that are associated with them.
That is correct.
And the public not being aware. I mean, there's so many commercials on TV now about drugs, and the content of the commercial lasts for about 20 seconds of that commercial, and the other 20 to 30 seconds have to do with the side effects, but they're downplayed and they're minimized, it seems.
Well, it's just how you want to, twist the data, and people need to be aware that, that they have a choice. That
right.
When they go to see their doctors, there are things that they need to know about, and you can't just give over your control over to physicians. You need to be educated. And my role right now with the book, The Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers, is to talk about, what other things can we put in for our lifestyle changes. Both the National Cancer Institute and the National Institute of Health are very clear about the statistics and the data that comes out that one-third to two-thirds of all cancers can be prevented with lifestyle changes and proper dietary and healthy life habits. And, anti-smoking campaigns work and obesity, addressing obesity in our populations, those are simple steps that everyone can take part in. And you don't have to run to your doctors to get a pill and pop in a pill for every ailment that you have. Of course, for serious illnesses, for traumatic injuries, you have to go and see a physician. And any kind of supplements or, any other modalities you take, if you're unclear, absolutely, talk to your healthcare practitioner, be it whether it's an allopathic physician or a naturopath or an osteopath or a nutritionist. Talk to people. Talk to your healthcare practitioners. That's the emphasis that we put in the book. And once you start having this dialogue, you're going to find so many important, you know, messages are going to come out from the doctors themselves or from your healthcare practitioners that will, you know, enrich your life.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Now, I'd like to talk about inflammation. In your book, on page 5, you write that, but in the 1990s, everything I knew about disease was turned upside down. Study after study came out showing that the world's most feared diseases all had one thing in common, and that was inflammation.
That is correct. We were finding out more and more as I was attending conferences and giving lectures and, you know, that all the research community, we were finding out that, and this goes with allopathic treatments as well, that if you control inflammation, especially we're talking about chronic low-grade inflammation,
right,
we can control the disease process. And we were using it with drugs. We were using it with natural plant-based medicines that's been used for centuries. And now we needed to bring science, the scientific evidence that these modalities, the natural therapies, work. And that was very exciting when I started finding out the research both at Columbia University, at Harvard, and particularly at MD Anderson Cancer Center, the Department of Cytokine Immune Research Lab. The mm-hmm. scientists there, for example, were studying all kinds of natural products and natural herbs and plant-based and natural products. And we were looking at, you know, how plants can control inflammation, chronic
right.
low-grade inflammation. That's the basis of all disease states.
So when we come back, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to delve a little bit more into inflammation, because not all inflammation is bad. Inflammation is a necessary a tool that our body uses to heal when we have traumatic types of injuries, but like you said, low-grade inflammation is something entirely different. So we'll talk about that when we come back from break. We'll take a short commercial break. This is Patricia Dean Escoto, and you're listening to Pathways to Healing on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, and we'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Pathways to Healing with your host, Patricia Dean Escoto. If you have a question or comment about the show, please send an email to pescoto@inner-workings.us. That's pescoto@inner-workings.us. Now, back to Pathways to Healing.
Welcome back, everyone. If you just joined us, you're listening to Pathways to Healing, and my guest today is Dr. Nair, epidemiologist, researcher, and author. Dr. Nair, before the break, we were beginning to talk about inflammation, and I want to take a little bit of time, you know, to clear up what inflammation is, you know, the difference between chronic low-grade inflammation and that type of inflammation that, you know, is a response from our system in terms of when we get injured.
Absolutely. When you have, that's a very important question for people to understand the response. What is inflammation? You know, if you've ever got, you know, in my book I described that if you get stubbed, if you stubbed your toe and got in a splinter, you have the telltale signs of inflammation. That's the redness, heat, the swelling, and the pain. But what most people don't know, Patricia, is that inflammation can happen inside your body too. You know, it can eat away. Low-grade chronic inflammation eats away at blood vessels, mm-hmm. your digestive tract, your bones, your joints. So what we look at inflammation as a double-edged sword.
Right.
When you have the splinter, inflammation makes sure that the immune cells arrive at the scene and it kills any bacteria, viruses that have entered the broken skin. And that's what all the redness, the heat, the swelling and the pain is about. That's your immune system going to war. But then on the other hand, inflammation can also cause you to have diseases that nobody wants. Cancer, arthritis, digestive tract diseases, macular degeneration, Alzheimer's, chronic fatigue syndrome. The list is endless.
Right,
the question becomes, when is inflammation good for you and when is it bad? And the simple mm-hmm. answer, as you know, is short-term inflammation is good. And what we say long-term, low-grade inflammation is bad for you. And I have an analogy here, like firefighters.
Okay, great. Yeah, I love it. Please use it.
everybody can relate. And, you know, we have so many examples here. You know, like, for example, with a firefighter example, inflammation is only supposed to stick around as long as the threat is there. But, you know, so when it's like a firefighter's battling a house on fire, they're mm-hmm. supposed to arrive at the scene, turn on their hose at, you know, the full force, put out the fire, and go home. The house will have sustained, you know, some water damage, but you can be sure that the house will be standing there at the end of the day. But then what happens when the fire is out and the firefighters keep on spraying the house? What if they kept their hoses on for days or months or years? We know that that eventually will destroy the house.
Absolutely.
So what turned out to be a good thing, too much of inflammation in our bodies will ruin the very thing that was meant to protect. And that's the message we want to say, that chronic infection, for example, and chronic diseases go in hand in hand. Because when you know when you have acute infection, yes, there's inflammation. But when chronic infection steps in, for example, you know, when you get a cold, food poisoning, yeast infection, your immune system goes into inflammation overdrive to protect you from the invading germs. But once the threat is conquered, inflammation goes back to normal levels. But what happens if the viruses or bacteria or even fungus doesn't go away completely? And if small amounts hang around for your system, in your system for months or years, so instead of launching a short-lived, all-out attack, the body settles for continual low-grade inflammation. And what gets me excited here is that we have so many plant-based remedies or therapies, not just plant-based, but also natural therapies that we know from science now. The evidence is piling up. The meditation, for example, reduces
right.
inflammation. Exercise reduces inflammation. You know, taking walks, for example, going for massages, feeling good, positive emotions will definitely reduce inflammation in your body. These are all lifestyle changes that we can adopt.
Now, here's my question in terms of inflammation. I think that we can all understand that immediate response of inflammation, like we sprain something, the swelling happens, we've got some pain, so we know, okay, our body's in attack mode. We have that immediate response for healing. But is there a way or how can we tell if we have a continued state of the low-grade inflammation? Would it be visible by constant, colds or if we're always susceptible to, say, like yeast infections? Or how can we tell when we're in that state?
That's a good point. You know, and people know this. So intuitively, we know when you have a chronic infection, as you mentioned, a flu, and you're always getting flus, and, you know, a certain infection always comes back, like a cold sore, a yeast infection that won't be, you know, that's not going down. In fact, even, like, you know, one study found that a shocking 85% of heart attack sufferers had chronic gum disease.
And that's, this is caused I found that amazing.
Yeah, it's a bacterial infection. And people who've had three or more urinary tract infections in their lifetime, for example, have double the risk of developing bladder cancer. And folks, you know, who are infected with the Helicobacter pylori, you know, the bacterium that causes ulcers, are six times more likely to get stomach cancer than healthy folks. So you can see in all these cases, there's a direct causal link from a bacterial infection causing inflammation, and then inflammation causing the chronic disease, like cancers or arthritis, you know, or you know, gastric ulcers, becoming gastric carcinoma. There is a link. But what is it that protects some people, and some people, you know, get over the inflammation attack and don't go on for the disease to develop? That's an interesting point.
Right, right. It is, very. So you make a connection in the book between inflammation and oxidative stress. What is that connection?
Well, oxidative stress, all oxidative stress is not bad. And where you have oxidation, you have inflammation. In fact, I have a quote from a neuroscientist, James Joseph, in Tufts University, and I really like this. That it says, the quote says, the inflammation is an evil twin of oxidation. Where you find one, you will find the other.
Okay.
And so now we know that, you know, the free radical theory of aging is described in my book, The Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. And in Chapter 2, we talk about how oxidation damages the human cells. And when a cell sustains enough damage, it will die. And when enough of a person's cells are damaged or killed, they will age. So free radical damage is also called oxidative stress. And this has been linked to many diseases, including cardiovascular disease, cancer, arthritis, Alzheimer's. The list is endless. So what we look at here is what causes this oxidation.
Mm-hmm.
And we see there are many contributing factors. Some are unavoidable, such as breathing and digestion, but others are within our control. For example, like smoking or alcohol consumption, even emotional stress or diets high in sugars and bad fats. So in the connection we saw was that immediately it will strike you, my God, all these factors that I talk about, they're also inflammation triggers. So there's a connection definitely between inflammation and oxidation. The next point we also want to emphasize is that when inflammation occurs, there has to be oxidation because free radicals aren't all that bad because they are an important part of the immune system's response. So when germs come into your body, your immune system will unleash all the destructive agents to kill them, including the free radicals.
Right.
But if your body, your poor body, is subjected to this oxidation all the time, just as inflammation becomes, you know, chronic and low-grade, then you damage, they don't just damage the bad guys, they'll damage the parts of the body they're called in to rescue. And so that's the message that we are sending out.
Okay, great, great. Now, how does inflammation trigger cancer?
Well, that's also very exciting research, and this research actually triggered the whole thing, why my interest came in, because we saw that there are proteins. The number one enemy, I call it, is NF-kappa-B. At the heart of all inflammatory-related disease is a factor called nuclear factor kappa-B. We call it NF-kappa-B. It's actually just, if you remember it as a protein that plays a key role in initiating inflammation by turning on certain genes on and off. Mm-hmm. And NF-kappa-B isn't all that bad because it actually protects you from infection. But if this protein is constantly activated, it can turn against you. So it's like you wake up a sleeping giant. It turns on more than 200 genes that wreak havoc on your body. And then inflammation gets turned on. And what happens is that when NF-kappa-B is activated, what happens is the cancer. Cancer is just a mutation of your normal body cells. And we know that when chronic low-grade inflammation occurs, there's NF-kappa-B activation. And people now, researchers are seeing a connection between NF-kappa-B activation, inflammation, and that leading to chronic conditions like cancer developing in your body.
Okay, and so there's a test that you recommend that everyone have, and that's the C-reactive protein test. What will that show us?
Well, that shows the level of inflammation in your body, and you know, we want to keep it less than 0.5. And if you see it over time, it's getting, you know, more and more, more than one, more than three units, you know, then you know that chronic inflammation is in your body. And
okay.
We use the highly sensitive C-reactive protein test. And it's something that you really have to ask your doctors to do. And if you see that it's not well controlled, then you can start taking measures to control it.
Okay.
Control your inflammation.
I find that interesting because as a breast cancer survivor, they never recommended my doctors for me to have that test. I had a naturopathic doctor, and he's the one that recommended that I take that test. But the conventional doctor seemed to know nothing about it, or if they did, I'm sure they did, but it wasn't part of my treatment plan.
Well, that is
a
very
unfortunate plan.
Because it's not published in most regarded journals in medicine, in allopathic medicine, that the highly sensitive C-reactive protein can be a predictor of myocardial infarctions and who are the high-risk groups. And if you're particularly in a high-risk group, you need to be aware that you need to have markers like the oxidized, you know, low sensitivity lipoprotein, cholesterol, C-reactive proteins. There are a number of tests that you can do and ask your. Sometimes you may have to go through a naturopath to find out, you know, what the tests are and have your conventional doctors, you know, do the test for you. You have, as a patient, you have the right to ask for some of these tests so that, you know, we believe that to empower an empowered and knowledgeable patient or a client or an individual is the best protection of them all, you know, all
right.
Knowledge you have. And that's why your shows and you know, anything that provides this knowledge to people. It's so important and vital.
It is, and thank you. I think that if people knew about these various tests, they probably would ask them. But I think a lot of people rely on their doctors to either suggest these tests or their doctors to lead them, and that's where that informed, knowledgeable patient comes in. We really have to look at what's happening in the medical field and take an active role in our own health and determining, you know, where that direction is going to go. So I want to, when we come back from break, I want to get into antioxidants and ways that you recommend we can fight inflammation and oxidative stress in our body. So let's take a short commercial break. You're listening to Pathways to Healing on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, and we'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Total career success. What does it mean to you? Voice America presents a radio program dedicated to help you achieve your career goal. Even in times of economic uncertainty, you can achieve your financial goals. Whether you're a college grad, new in the working environment, or a top-level executive, you will benefit from the practical and proven advice on job search and career advancement. Join Ken and Cheryl Dawson every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, for Total Career Success on Voice America.
The Marsh Engels Show. Join the movement to empower yourself with the essentials of feminine power and success, and learn how women around the world are becoming more inspired, more influential, and absolutely amazing. Each week, Marsh sits down for an engaging conversation with women who are boldly committed to living their most amazing life. You'll discover ways to step into your greatest vision, deepen your relationships, and unleash your real creative brilliance. Get ready. It's time to jump into the conversation. That's Monday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for the Marsh Engels Show on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready to get freed up? Join Dr. Jennifer Fried, one of America's leading psychological thinkers, for a groundbreaking program with fascinating guests and full participation from you. Freed Up will explore topics like liberation in long-term relationships, parenting in the 21st century, comfort in stressful times, and much more. Tune in to Freed Up every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel, and wake up to the heartbeat of your life.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Pathways to Healing with your host, Patricia Dean Escoto. If you have a question or comment about the show, please send an email to pescoto@inner-workings.us. That's pescoto@inner-workings.us. Now, back to Pathways to Healing.
Welcome back, everyone. If you just joined us, you're listening to Pathways to Healing, and my guest today is Dr. Vijaya Nair, epidemiologist, researcher, and author. Dr. Nair, before the break, we were starting to talk about antioxidants. And that's a big buzzword that is all in the news for probably the past year or so. People hear about antioxidants, take this antioxidant, this is an antioxidant. What are antioxidants and how can they help in terms of inflammation and oxidation?
Well, that's a good point, too, here you have raised, because most people don't understand that that antioxidants are substances that prevent oxidation. So when we talk about free radical damage, it's like a selfless act of sacrifice. And antioxidants actually donate electrons to the parasite, free radicals, so they don't come after the human cells. So in other words, antioxidants actually stabilize the free radicals. Antioxidants actually stop the cycle of damage. And we believe that, the proper amount of antioxidants and how you have enough in your body is important. So, for example, as we age, the number of the amount of antioxidants in our body decreases with age. Mm-hmm. So we get more prone to attacks by free radical damage and what we call the oxidative stress. And so that has been linked to many diseases like cardiovascular disease and cancer and Alzheimer's and et cetera, et cetera. So the idea here is, how do you take enough antioxidants? Now, normally, you would take it in your normal, intake of fruits and vegetables,
right,
every day. But unfortunately, most people don't eat enough, quality fruits and vegetables. So that itself, all the fruits and vegetables they're taking are devoid of as much if it's processed fruits and vegetables or processed food, it doesn't contain the normal amount of antioxidants our body is supposed to take every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that causes a lot of problems. So we look at how can people take antioxidants, and we say that they can take it in by taking natural products such as fermented soy and curcumin. Fermented soy, as we know, has got one of the highest in the natural products category for antioxidants. So it has curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric. Green tea, for example. So there are many, many products out there that, you can take. And if you can't find it in fruits and vegetables or you're not taking enough fruits and vegetables, you can turn to supplements for your antioxidants.
Right. And you bring up soy, and I that's a good point, because in your book you have what you list as your top seven natural anti-inflammatory and antioxidant supplements that you recommend for people to take. And one of them is soy, but you make a very good distinction in your book pertaining to soy, because you talk about that much of the adverse effects resulting from excessive ingestion of soy-based products comes from the wrong kind of soy and comes from uncultured soy. So, and it's interesting, and that actually piqued my interest, and I had known about a little bit about this before, but prior to my diagnosis, in my effort to eat right and eat healthy, I had switched from a lot of dairy products and meat-based products, and I was had gone all out on soy. But the kind of soy, soy yogurt, soy, you know, milk, and I think I was consuming, I don't know how many, you know, grams of soy a day. And but the kind that I was consuming was not cultured soy. It was soy in the isolate formulation. So it's important to make that distinction between uncultured and cultured soy. So can you talk about that a little bit?
That is really important distinction, Patricia, because cultured soy has been how the Chinese and the Japanese and Indonesians have been taking soy for centuries. When you look at products such as tempeh or miso soup or cultured tofu, those are very important sources of fermented soy. And people don't realize that if you take soy isolates, proteins, or just uncultured soy, the soybeans actually, before it's fermented, has got a lot of anti-nutrients in its outer coating. So it makes it, soybeans are actually very, very difficult for the human body and the human gut, intestinal system to break down and digest and absorb. Whereas if you take the fermented soy after soy has been, you know, fermented with probiotics or with bacteria, good bacteria, or yeast, what happens is it becomes more bioavailable. And
right.
The good part of the soy, the isoflavones, we call it, the genistein, the datasine, the glycine, the whole soy, when it's fermented, has got the saponins, omega-3 fatty acids. You know, they're all good things in the soybeans that can be readily absorbed into the human body. And that is what we need to take. And research on miso, for example, has shown that, you know, when you take miso, it helps. The diet, in healthy diet that the Japanese take with miso, decreases certain incidence of certain cancers. And we find that fermented soy, like, you know, the products that we know, like the Jiva fermented soy product or the Halen fermented soy products, they are very, very beneficial as nutritional supplements as people go through, you know, a chronic disease days or recovering from surgery. It's the best food that your cell can have.
Right. And now, and so how do you feel about the other fermented products such as kombucha?
You know, I think that if it's done well, I think that a lot of the fermented foodstuffs that you see in cultures around the world, including kombucha, including even cheese is fermented, kefir mm-hmm. is fermented yogurt from the Middle East. You know, there are many fermented foods there. Even beer is fermented.
Right.
You know, there is a reason why the fermented foods from, you know, from our ancestors and from countries all over the world was regarded as medicinal foods. So fermented soybeans is just one of them. And people have known for centuries, many, many cultures have known that at that time they didn't have refrigeration. But when you ferment certain foods like soybeans, you know, it kept longer and it was beneficial for the body because it's like, for example, like DNA superfoods. And they feel the effects. You feel the inflammation going down. You feel the you have the antioxidant effect. You don't age, you know, remarkably. Your aging process is slowed down. You feel better. There's more energy in you. So taking a small quantity of fermented foods every day is a very, very good idea. And that's why the fermented soybeans, in my opinion, is one of the, in the highest category that people need to consume every day. Because from the epidemiology data, we see that countries taking fermented foods as part of their traditional diets have less incidence of many, many cancers and chronic disease states. That's lacking here in the West. So
yes.
If you were describing in your story, you know, people have processed foods and processed this soybeans and, you know, you take it as soy protein isolates or that's not as beneficial, let me put it that way.
Right.
As fermented foods.
In treating inflammation, one of the solutions you mention in the book has to do with formulas or combinations of herbs rather than using just a single herb ingredient, which you most people will find when they go to buy a supplement if they're interested in, let's say, resveratrol, which helps in the anti-aging process. they'll just have a supplement out there, and it will just have one of those herbs in it. Why the combination of herbs? Why the formulas?
Well, it's very interesting because I've found that you look at the traditional medicines, for example, of the Chinese traditional medicine or the Indian Ayurveda medicines, you know, that's more than 5,000 years old,
right?
3 to 5,000 years old, and if you look at how the Native American Indians were taking plants, there is a combination that they use, or the whole plant or the whole herb that they use. And we say that, you know, that there is a active ingredient that will promote the healing in whatever the disease states is. But the other ingredients, the secondary ingredients, will mitigate or ameliorate the side effects of the active ingredient. And that's why the herbal formulas that the millennia-old system of healing with the herbal formulas in traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda, for example, recognize that what we say, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, meaning that you'll get a greater effect from the blend of herbs than if you just get one. And single substances usually have what we say a therapeutic effect and a single and a side effect. So each Eastern formula has a lead herb that is paired with secondary herbs that augment its actions and negate its side effects.
Right. And I'm wondering, is that why when you have traditional pharmaceutical drugs on the market that are designed to just have that one ingredient in it, that there are so many side effects associated with that drug because of the fact that it doesn't have any cofactor type ingredients or secondary ingredients in it that help mitigate some of the problems that can occur?
I agree, that's why, for example, you know, we use the concept that I use is integrative medicine. Integrative medicine acknowledges that there are some alternative therapies, you know, they are backed by scientific evidence of safety and efficacy, and some which are not. And likewise, there are allopathic medications that, you know, some are useful and some have, you know, horrific side effects that if your body especially is sensitive to, you know, it's difficult to take some allopathic medication without, you know, finding that you have a lot of complications with it. So, you know, there are times when you have to take one and times when you take another. And I find that if you have this concept of integrative medicine, you can combine the two. And that's why it's important to know what's out there that you can help you first before, you know, you go and take an allopathic medicine for something that is treatable with natural products that cause less side effects.
Exactly. And one of the ones that you have in the book, I just want to mention one, which I love, and it has to do with the cultured soy. Your lead ingredient would be the cultured soy and curcumin, but then the secondary ingredients would be bioprene, ginger, cardamom, and cinnamon. And you have so the book is filled with these formulas and their secondary ingredients, and then explains why they work well together. So I think that's excellent. When we come back from break, I want to talk about some other suggestions you have for listeners for implementing a inflammation-free life, and then get into what you're working on, how people can contact you, and your website. So let's take a short commercial break. This is Pathways to Healing and on the Health and Wellness Channel, and we'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Do you remember what life was like when you were young? Having the mobility and ability to play all day and then sleep through the night without needing coffee in the morning? For the majority of us, gone are those days. But they don't have to be. Transforming Health with Brad King will show you how you can awaken your youthful energy potential and live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality.
Transforming Health is broadcast live every Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you need directions to solid financial future? If so, the Money Answer Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with a roadmap to making smart money decisions in every area of your personal finances. Join Jordan every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern for the Money Answer Show on the Voice America Business Channel. Learn how and where to get the best deals on mortgages, cars, and insurance. Find out the best ways to save for college and retirement. Get out of debt, improve your credit rating, and save on your taxes. The Money Answer Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with great tips on investment opportunities in real estate, stocks, annuities, and other investment vehicles. That's the Money Answer Show with Jordan Goodman on the Voice America Business Channel every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Pathways to Healing with your host, Patricia Dean Escoto. If you have a question or comment about the show, please send an email to pescoto@inner-workings.us. That's pescoto@inner-workings.us. Now, back to Pathways to Healing.
Welcome back, everyone. If you just joined us, you're listening to Pathways to Healing, and my guest today is Dr. Nair, epidemiologist, researcher, and author of the book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. So before the break, we were getting into other things that people can do and implement in their daily lives to combat inflammation. And I was saying that one of the things that I like to do and what I did as I was recovering, I started cycling. I do Bikram yoga, I meditate, I take long walks in the woods around where I live, and I do massages. So that helped to balance me out a lot, and it's made a huge difference in my life. So what are some of the other things that you can suggest for our listeners that they can, ways to combat the inflammation or oxidative stress that might be going on inside their bodies?
Well, I think it's great that, you know, we can get this message out that it's all chronic low-grade inflammation that we're addressing. And even situations like, you know, when you have conditions like obesity or a sedentary lifestyle where we don't exercise, you know, it builds up. It builds up the level of inflammation in our body. So, yes, in my book and on my website, the jivasupplements.org, JIVASupplements.org, we talk a lot about, you know, how we can address inflammation and to live inflammation-free. So it's just, you know, we look at it, and I put in like 9 steps, and the book talks about in detail about the steps. Like first thing, of course, is eating smart. You know, how you can, this is a very, very powerful, to be conscious of what we call mindful eating.
Mm-hmm.
When you eat mindfully, you know, it's an important thing that what we put in our body to fight inflammation. We talked about antioxidants, the supplements. We talked about eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, 2 to 3 servings of, you know, cold water, fatty fish, like salmon, tuna, mackerel. You know, make sure they are, you know, organically, they're not farmed fish.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, in the natural environment, you know, because these fish are rich in anti-inflammatory omega-3 fatty acids. And then using olive oil. And the book talks a lot about, you know, what we can do to eat right. The second, of course, is, as you mentioned, that get moving.
Right, and it's so important.
And 60% of Americans don't exercise regularly. So it's very important. The book talks a lot about how exercise is good for you and what kind of exercises that you do. And it's a balanced exercise program, you know, the aerobic exercise, strength training, stretching. It starts small. And I particularly like one that, you know, it's very easy, especially for people who like to walk. And you start from walking. It's Leslie Sanson's Walk at Home, you know, set of DVDs. You can get it anywhere.
Sure.
From walking, you can get strength training. And then aerobics, and, you know, it's a whole graduated series of DVDs out there that you can use in your own home. Then the third thing we talk about is getting regular massages. And we know massage is important because, you know, exercising and massage will get your blood, your lymphatic fluids, moving, and different kinds of massage techniques, you know, that can help you. And then fourth, of course, we talk about your gift, giving yourself the gift of sleep.
Yes,
sleep
that's
is
so important.
So underrated. And life gets hectic, and the first thing that we throw out of the window is the sleep.
The sleep.
That is absolutely not good, because when we don't have sleep, you can't function. And especially you are not able to function in the face of chronic sleep deprivation. So you have consequences. So you need at least 6 or 7 hours of sleep at night to reduce the risk of getting illnesses. And the next thing we talk about in the book is, how do you detoxify your home? What are the things that you can do? What are the cleaning agents? You know, everyday things that, you know, you can pay attention to. The key word is paying attention to. Just as
right.
you have to read the label, the food
exactly.
labels, you need to read the labels of all the active the ingredients and chemical disinfectants and chemicals that you put in the body. Then I talk a lot about detoxifying your body and how we can, you know, do that naturally, and who do you see to help you that. And then about the emotional, you know, things that we can do. And finally, of course, we talk about meditation and how meditation helps. And of course, also giving back, you know, doing charity and doing, you know, good things in your life that makes you feel good.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the Jiva products that you're CEO of the nutraceutical company. What type of products does Jiva concentrate on?
Well, after, you know, being in the research community in the medical community for many years, so I came across, you know, the research that was exciting. And we talked a lot about cultured soy. So one mm-hmm. of the signature products that we have is the fermented soy and curcumin. And we advise people on how to take that to reduce inflammation. And then we have, of course, the curcumin capsules for arthritis. We find that the dosage in many cases are not enough for the supplements that are, you know, outside.
Right.
So we looked at what the research says. So all these supplements have research base in them. You know, resveratrol, it's not just about resveratrol. You need the garlic, you need the quercetin, you need the vitamins in it. So it's a whole, you know, synergistic formulation. And everybody can, you know, get in touch with, you know, what is the research behind it with these natural ingredients on my website, www.jivasupplements.org. And Jiva is spelled J-I-V-A, supplements.org. So always check the science and always check what the research says, and discuss with your healthcare practitioners, you know, is this product, you know, suitable for myself, for me to take?
Right.
And we'll be happy to take calls if you call my 1-800 number. 1-800.
And what is that number?
It's a 1-800-517-7606.
Okay. And give that number one more time, please.
1-800-517-7606. Or visit the website, jivasupplements.org. And we'll be happy to help you and how to turn, you know, give the evidence and science behind these supplements to your natural health practitioners to advise you better.
Great. And for my listeners out there, on the website today, you'll find a link to Dr. Nair's homepage. You'll also find a couple of links to very good articles, one on inflammation that I posted on the website. So that information is out there, and I highly recommend getting this book. It's called Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers, How to Prevent and Reverse the Hidden Cause of Our Most Devastating Diseases. And there's a link, I believe, on your website in terms of acquiring this book.
Yes.
Okay.
It's available on Amazon, and it's available in natural health stores, and you can order it from any of the bookstores out there. So we want to make this information. It's all just information. And there's a whole list of resources, you know, many, many resources that on all the topics that we discussed today, what people can do to take responsibility and, you know, have fun with, you know, like looking at lifestyle choices.
Right. And information is power. So that is so important. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I think that our conversation was extremely insightful. And again, I recommend folks take a look at the links out there on my website, and visit Dr. Nair's website, and so that you can become a more informed patient. So for my listeners, please join me next week when our focus will be on mind-body healing. My guest will be intuitive healer Ingrid Bakke. This is Pathways to Healing, and I'm your host, Patricia Dina Scotto. Thanks for listening, and make it a healthy week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again for tuning in to Pathways to Healing with Patricia Dean Escoto. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another enlightening program on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.